The big issue on Soka Laduma Radio.
The future of Bafana Bafana as heroes in the eyes of the public, particularly the poor, hangs in the balance. As it stands, those who rely on the South African Broadcast Corporation to either watch or listen to football matches will only be able to consume Bafana matches when they play away from home. And what about the girl child with ambitions to play the beautiful game? Who can she model her game to when she cannot see Mpumi Nyandeni or Janine van Wyk on free-to-air TV? Welcome, ladies and gents, to The Big Issue. Over the past 7 days, there has been a back and forth, a public exchange of words between two organizations, the South African Football Association and the South African Broadcast Corporation. The exchange has not been pleasant, and it leaves one wondering whether any of these two organizations will be able to share a seat at the negotiating table in order to resolve their issues. What are those issues? In simple terms, South African Football Association owns the broadcast rights for all football national teams' home games, plus the rights to competitions like the ABC Motsepe League and the Sasol Women's League, to mention only a few. In order for the SABC to broadcast these matches, contracts need to be agreed to and signed. Obligations must be met by both parties. So, this is where we are. In this episode of The Big Issue, we will speak to the spokesperson in the Ministry of Sports and Recreation, Mr. Vuyo Maga. We'll also have a word with the Group Executive of Corporate Affairs and Governance at the SABC, Mrs. Neo Momodu. From the South African Football Association, Communications Manager Dominic Shimavi will have a say on the matter.
Soka Laduma Radio.
Grab yourself a copy of the Soka Laduma newspaper for only 3 rand 90 cents. In this week's edition of the paper, Chiefs and Pirates fans have a message to their respective coaches in anticipation of the Telkom knockout last 16 round. Grab the paper and find out more.
Soka Laduma Radio.
Let's start with a statement released by the South African Football Association prior to Bafana Bafana's first match against Seychelles. The statement reads, SAFA wishes to announce that as matters stand, the upcoming AFCON matches for Bafana Bafana as well as international matches for Banyana Banyana will not be broadcast on any of the SABC platforms. SAFA has repeatedly been told by the SABC management that it's in no position to conclude a contract whilst it is in financial state of disarray. SAFA has written to both the SABC and ICASA and informed the Ministry of Sports and Recreation South Africa and the Ministry of Communications that it wishes the SABC and ICASA to issue SAFA with a letter to relieve the SABC of its obligation towards the sports of national interest, football in particular, which would consequently allow SAFA to conclude an agreement with another broadcaster for SAFA rights in line with the commercial value that SAFA attributes to such rights. So, we spoke then to SAFA's head of communications, Dominic Chimavi. Dominic, thank you very much for taking this call. We just spoke to the ministry now and to get their comment, and we also...
What did she say?
No, obviously she's concerned about the situation. So that's why I wanted to speak to Russell to get the side of the story.
I can give you the official comment, don't worry. Just ask me the question, I can give you an official comment.
Okay. First off, what is the current situation between the SABC and SAFA? Are there negotiations off? Are there any ongoing negotiations at the moment?
No, not really, because we made it very clear to SABC that you can't give us less than what we were getting, because they wanted to give us 11 times less than what we were getting before, you know, and it doesn't make economic sense, you understand? So we just thought there was no deal from the position of SABC where they were coming from, you know. And the SAFA Council on Saturday, which was attended by Ivan Koza, PSL Chairman Ivan Koza, Kaisa Mutaung, and shared by SAFA President Denis Jordan. And the resolutions were supported by the Vice President and PSL Chairman Ivan Koza. That's the way the new SAFA SABC management was moving away from supporting football was a grave concern. You understand? That they are not connected with the masses. No. Football is the only sport which connects with the masses. They were moving away from there.
So for you, you can confirm now that it is about the fact that they offered you 11 times lower than previously.
No, exactly. 11 times lower than the than the deal which expired.
Mm.
11 times lower. You understand?
Mm.
And to me, you should emphasize that.
Mm. And also, can you tell me, one of the statement said that was released by SAFA last week that this was even as lower than what the apartheid rand SAPC used to offer. Was that an exaggeration?
No, not an exaggeration. Apartheid were giving 38 million, you understand? And this is pittance, you know, if we actually use that word, pittance, you understand? It doesn't resonate with that football is the most participating sport, you understand? It doesn't come anywhere near that amount of the what we said in that statement. It's unfortunate, Ngululeko, very unfortunate, you know, that you guys who pay licenses, you know, the people in the township, they pour money into our coffers, but most of that money is going to promote English football. Most of that money goes to promote the sports which are already well off, like cricket and rugby. You understand? It's unfortunate.
Now, I completely understand your frustration. I share it with you because the public is concerned as well because they're not able to see Bafana Bafana on SABC. Now, does...
This is the national team.
Does this posture mean that there is no meeting ground, that you would not... You are not looking to resume any conversation anytime soon?
No, look, we live in a democracy which encourages dialogue, and you can rule out that we can restart the dialogue again. So you can't rule out that part. You know, we are not obstinate to dialogue. You know, if they want to discuss us in good faith, we are very much willing. You know, because we think it should be a win-win situation for both sides.
Does this dialogue depend on the amount that is still allegedly owed to SAFA by the SABC? Because they have acknowledged that they still are owing SABC.
No. I had your answer. Let me answer it even in advance. I hear where you are coming from. Our engagement, I mean, now depends on SABC willing to talk reasonably. You understand? Because from where they are coming from, it doesn't make any sense. You understand?
Mm.
Where the amount which they were offering doesn't make any economic sense. And the initiative needs to come from SABC, and we are willing to open negotiations.
Yes, but can you confirm then that they one admit that they still owe SAFA?
Let's not even go there, Ngululeko. You know, I hear where you are coming from, my young man. But let's not even go there. I'm sure your story for now is that the concern of the public not watching their national team. You understand? So let's not go about what they owe us or what they don't owe us. You understand? To me, is the way forward. You understand? What is the way forward, as you asked earlier? You understand? The way forward is for people to negotiate in good faith. You understand? And also offer a reasonable offer. The offer which they gave us is 11 times lower than what we intended, and it doesn't. We can't accept that. You understand?
Mm. What is reasonable to you, Mr. Chimavi? From your organization's standpoint, what is reasonable?
We can give you what we were giving before. We can give you what we were giving before. Because we are talking of, and you need to write this, Ngululeko, we are giving them national events, you know, which is SAD event, K Motsepe, ABC Motsepe, Under 20, Under 17, Banyana Banyana, Masetsana, all these things, we are giving it to them. And can you imagine, how do you give all those products for 10 million? How do you do that? How do you develop football in under such circumstances?
Just to confirm to the public then, can you be able to reveal the details of the previous contract? How much were they paying before? Was it in the 60s of millions?
It was 110 million.
All right, so you are willing to continue talks for as long as they are able to start from that point? They say we are willing to give you...
Of course, surely the running of football, it's getting expensive by the day, you understand? You need to be reasonable. They are paying other costs, and they are paying careful, much more than what they are willing to pay for us, you understand? Which is unfortunate. The money which is being given to CAF and English football is supposed to be promoting South African football, you understand? Do I make sense, Ngululeko?
Absolutely. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. This is your money, Ngululeko. Why should your money go to support Liverpool, to make Liverpool richer? Why should your money make CAF richer and not yourself? Does it make sense?
No. Yeah. Now tell me
This is your money, Ngululeko. This is your money.
Mr. Chimavi,
your money should promote South African football.
I hear you. What would you say to the ministry? What kind of intervention would you expect from the Ministry of Sport?
I'm sure they should be the mediators, you understand? You know, to me, the ministry should be the mediator, you know, to say this is the sport here of the masses, you understand? And surely people should respect this sport. You know, as I say, Ivan Koza and Dr. Jordan, both unanimously expressed concern. And you should write that they expressed concern on Saturday during the SAFA Council meeting. That is unfortunate that the public broadcaster can behave like this.
Mm. And so far, can you confirm if the ministry has taken any initiative to intervene so far?
I can't say that. That I'm sure you can ask from them. But what we are saying is that we from our side would be very much appreciative if the ministry can come and mediate in this urgent, you know. Urgent issue.
All right. And as we wrap up, I want just to squeeze in a last minute from your time. And I really appreciate you opening up
No problem. Good luck.
Yes.
No problem.
As we wrap up, I'm tempted to ask, does the SABC's posture now, is it not informed in any shape, way or form by the agreement that SAFA once signed with CIA TV and perhaps them then assuming that you have other partners looking to work with.
Not really. You know, to be honest with you, young man, it's just as I told you that. And it's an African problem, which sometimes you also need to write such a story when Angululeko to say Africa is making Europe richer. You understand? Africa is making European football richer. You know, we are pumping money into European football instead of promoting our own football. You understand? It's unfortunate. Can you imagine that Bafana being deemed in England? That will never happen. Or Nigeria being deemed in England. They protect their own product. You understand? But we are busy pumping money, making European football richer at the expense of our own sport. We are in Angululeko. What these people are doing, it's unfortunate. That's why sometimes Africa, we say we are cursed. Our money, the little money which we have, we are making European football here. You understand?
No, I hear you, Mr. Chibu.
Our money is being pumped in Europe. Yeah?
Yeah. So the final one, you've already confirmed it, that the association is open to talks for as long as it's the SABC is willing to at the very least, negotiate from the last contract, an amount from the last contract.
Thank you. And you call it a good faith. That to us, that is good faith. You are starting your negotiations on good faith. You understand?
All right. We wish this can be resolved in the interest of the public.
I think so. But a person like you, the way you have been asking, and you have been asking very good questions, you can also give pressure, you know, to save this spot. You understand? Because we, Dagi, sometimes we save each other. You understand? Can you imagine if these people were talking in Amelung? They will never say such things, you understand? But it's our sport. You know, they demean it. You understand?
Yes, Mr. Shimavi. Thank you so much for giving us your time. We appreciate your comment.
Thank you very much, Ngululeko. Right as well. You know, to say we are very angry, you know, and we are concerned. You understand? And as I said, touch what Ivan Koza and Dento Dan said on Saturday. I've told you on record.
All right. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, young man. If there is anything, just come back to me.
Radio. As you can hear for yourself, ladies and gents, this man was spitting fire. This has been the nature of their public dialogue from both parties. Before we hear from the SABC, here is their statement in response to SAFA's statement. It says, the South African Broadcast Corporation has noted the statement by the South African Football Association announcing that all future international matches involving the national teams Bafana Bafana and Banyana Banyana will not be broadcast on SABC platforms. The SABC would like to place on record that it made a commercially viable offer that would enable the SABC to deliver football matches to South African audiences on SABC platforms, and this offer was rejected by SAFA. We then spoke to the group executive of corporate affairs and governance at the SABC, Mrs. Newo Momodu. Here's what she had to say. What is the stance of the SABC at the moment regarding the matter of not being able to broadcast the national teams on your platforms, on radio and on TV?
Well, the SABC clearly, you know, would love to be able to meet its public service mandate, which is, for us, we are obligated by law to provide for events of national interest, like games of the Bafana Bafana and rugby and your cricket teams. So it is very unfortunate that, you know, we were unable to broadcast the match that took place on the 13th of October between Bafana Bafana and Seychelles. And we would love to, you know, continue having negotiations with SAFA so that we're able to bring this very important sport to our audiences on both our TV and radio platforms. We are committed to do so. We understand the obligation that we have as a public broadcaster and would like to make sure that we provide this programming that is really relevant in, one, the development of sports, and two, in ensuring that we keep on providing content that is relevant to our audiences.
Now, a few of the facts are that the previous contract that you had with the South African Football Association had expired earlier this year. Now, you're mentioning that you are willing to negotiate with SAFA. Now, what has led to the current situation of you not being able to broadcast Bafana Bafana previously on Saturday?
I need to explain that the previous contract, although it expired on the 30th, well, at the end of April of this year, had what we call survival clauses, which are obligations that each broadcaster still had to fulfill under that old contract. And for us, it was the payment, the full and final payment of the monies that we owed to SAFA, you know, and there was a timeline given to us. We met those obligations of full and final payment, and admittedly, we didn't do it within the stipulated time frame, given the situation that we've been saying that the SABC is undergoing great financial constraints right now. We're in a dire financial situation.
Yeah.
So as soon as we could afford to settle those obligations, we did this. And from the SAFA perspective, there were obligations, and those were, you know, for them to provide the remaining 2019 AFCON qualifier matches, which is the past weekend Bafana Bafana and Seychelles match, as well as the Bafana Nigeria match, which will take place on the 17th of November. So, you know, that's what we're expecting from SAFA, and that's why, out of good faith, we sent our broadcast truck to go and prepare for the broadcast of that game, because as you will understand, for us to bring a game of that magnitude to our screens and radio stations, we prepare in advance, and we normally deploy trucks to the stations, put the infrastructure to be able, well, in terms of human resources, in terms of equipment, in terms of cabling, to ensure that we're able to bring the match. So on Friday, you know, in anticipation of the fact that we still believed that we had that contract with SAFA, we sent that broadcast up. And we were, you know, which broadcast truck was not given permission to enter the premises.
Well, the association seems to be disputing even that fact, that there were trucks. I mean, in one of their statements and their comments publicly on radio and media platforms, they said that there were no such trucks. They were at the FNB stadium alongside the stadium management South Africa, and that there were no such trucks from the SAPC. No one was turned away.
Well, our understanding, and this was also confirmed by our chief operating officer yesterday, that he had to actually send down those trucks so that they had to return back to our premises. So, you know, we were, up to the moment when our trucks were turned down, sadly, you know, we were notified via, public statements that SAFA would not carry the game. You know, out of good faith, we still believe that that was going to be done. It was until that we were not allowed access that we felt that this was not going to take place. And yeah, and then, you know, we had to make a public announcement that we were not going to broadcast that match.
Mrs. Mamodu, one of the things that SAFA mentions is that somewhat the public broadcaster is being disingenuous if it says that it's going through financial strain. However, it's just announced and it is broadcasting the matches from the English Premier League. How would you respond to that?
I'll respond that in two ways. To say that was disingenuous when we've been to Parliament following an assessment of audited financial statements by the Auditor General, who himself has said that the SABC actually is going through this financial difficulty. This is coupled and strengthened by the fact that we have made we put it on public record in Parliament, actually stating that fact and showing our books. You know, our books, if you look at our books from the financial year, audited financial statements of the year 2017-18, they show a loss in the fact that we owe about 622 million to debtors that were unable to pay. And on a month-to-month basis, we said that we are struggling to pay them. yet we remain prioritizing salaries amongst other, everything else to ensure that we keep things afloat at the SABC. So it is not disingenuous for us to say that we are in a dire financial situation. However, having said that, we can't sit down and shut our doors and say that we're not gonna, rescue the situation. Our strategy, our turnaround strategy, so we put in place a turnaround strategy that actually says that we have to grow our revenue and we have to cut down costs. So the SABC has to carry on doing business, and our strategy is to increase revenue and cut down costs. And part of doing that is to enter into commercially viable contracts that enable us to do just those two things, amongst others. So cutting costs and actually growing our revenue. So when it comes to new contracts, because you need to understand that the contract that we're talking about with SAFA, we're negotiating a new contract, given that the previous one expired on the 30th or in April of this year, right? So when it comes to that new contract, we need to see and evaluate how much we're willing to invest, given our financial situation. Number two, and we need to look at how we can, or the cost of exploitation or of broadcast of those products. And thirdly, we need to look at national interest, that is our mandate, versus the crippling of the SABC. So what we said to SAFA is that we cannot go and negotiate on similar terms of the previous contract, because one, this is a new contract and a new negotiation between any parties, and allows you to look at how you can actually improve situations, what you've learned from the past. And for us, we're saying we need to now go for fair commercial value contracts that's given the money that we have, we are willing to invest in, and how much it will cost to exploit those rights. And furthermore, we need to look at national interest versus the cost of crippling the SABC. And our priority remains, one, bringing those programs of national interest to our audiences, but remaining financially viable as well for the SABC.
Couple of things there before we let you go, Mem, and I really appreciate you speaking to us. A couple of things. You mentioned the increasing of revenue and the trying to find ways to eliminate expenditure. Now, can you then confirm that what you are paying for the English Premier League broadcast rights is less than what you were paying SAFA? And is SAFA worth less than 10 times what you were paying before? Is that how you evaluate the product that they're bringing in?
Well, first of all, because of the confidentiality clauses, we cannot disclose the figures, But we want to say an investment was made that is significantly lower than the rights currently on the table. Significantly lower. That's what I can say. And more importantly, we have already, through sponsorship alone, are recovering that investment that is made, within a short space of time of our agreement with the Premier League.
So the long and short of it is that is the product, Bafana Bafana, Banyana Banyana, the national teams, are they not then commercially viable to continue being broadcast on the platform to ensure that you increase the level of revenue?
Well, I need you to understand one fundamental thing here. There's a difference between how we enter into contracts that are related to enabling the SABC broadcast sports of national interest versus those that are your straight commercial kind of deals, your EP, your T20. So the SAFA and the PSL, whatever, the way we approach them is that the SABC does not want to make money. We understand that. We don't want to make money for this part. However, we need to be able to break even. Because when we break even, we are guaranteed the continued success and the continued provision of those programs in the long term, next year and the year after and the year after, because we're saying, guys, yes, what's gonna cost for us to bring these things to you? This is how much we think we're going to pay for them so that we're able to break even, enabling the continued provision of these things. That's the one thing. So it's not about making money, right? But when we go into commercial deals like your Premier League, and the T20, those must be guided by commercial principles where we negotiate terms that will bring returns, revenue, in other words, for the SABC.
As we wrap up then, are you then still willing to go back to the negotiation table with SAFA, seeing that these postures, because the manner in which you are articulating this and the passion from both sides seems to me that it's going to be very difficult to go back to the table and find each other, because SAFA is saying that we are at 110 million from our previous contract and we need to start from there. The SABC clearly is not willing to do that. So can we see the two organizations go back to the table and find amicable ground? And what do you expect from the ministry? What kind of intervention do you expect from the government?
Well, let's start with the government's question, first of all. I think we know we do not have any expectations from where we're sitting from, or the SABC from government. Government, you know, in these kind of instances will decide what it is that they need to do. But whatever, what is important is that we need to find ourselves with SAFA. We need to find a way where we can go back to the negotiation table for us to come up with an amicable solution to this thing. It's not about SAFA. It's not about the SABC. It's about the South African public and them being able to access this content that is very critical for them. And as the SABC, because we understand our mandate, and the role that we play in, you know, social cohesion, you know, sports, one of the things that it unites South Africans. And if they can continue to do that as the SABC, and we're given an opportunity where we can actually further engage with SAFA, we'll more than gladly do that.
So no expectation from the ministry, willing also to go back to the table and speak with SAFA?
Well, we can't prescribe to the ministry what it is that they need to do, you know. All we can say is that we would like to sit down with SAFA again so that we can come and we can come to an agreement that will benefit the soccer part, because at the end of the day, they are the gainers when it comes to if we do reach a solution.
All right. Thank you very much, Mrs. Mamudu, for your time and speaking to us on Soccer La Duma.
Thank you very much. Good luck.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
The Minister of Sport and Recreation, Ms. Thokozile Xhosa, has in the past made public statements whenever there had been a dispute between SAFA and the SABC. Her office's silence on this particular matter has been deafening. Fortunately, we managed to speak to the spokesperson in the Ministry of Sport and Recreation, Mr. Vuyo Maga. We have Mr. Vuyo Maga, who's a spokesperson of the Minister of Sports and Recreation in South Africa. Thank you very much for joining us on Soccer La Duma Radio. How are you doing, sir?
No, not too bad, but how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much, man, for availing yourself and giving us your time as well. Well, we have a situation here. On Saturday, Bafana Bafana played Seychelles at home at FNB Stadium. The long and short of it is that the match was only available on the multi-choice platform on SuperSport, but it was not available to the public broadcaster, the SABC. Just quickly, how does the ministry react to that fact?
That is watched by millions of South Africans, in particular when it comes to football in South Africa, is watched by the working class and the poor. So obviously it's a situation we are really not happy about it, but it's a situation that we actually, hopefully the two parties will be able to find each other and resolve.
Well, that's comforting to know that the ministry is concerned about the situation. Has the minister made any attempt, the deputy, the minister, or anyone in the office of the minister, have they made any attempt to intervene in this matter?
Yes, well, I've actually assigned one of our senior directors to be a mediator. So he's basically mediating and meeting the two parties to make sure that those parties basically are back on the table, are able to engage with each other. That's why we did not go publicly, because obviously we are party to the matter, the mediators, and the best way is to make sure that we remain neutral and to get the parties really on the table so that they can actually show football to the millions of our people.
And what can you then give us as an update, the public, that is, as to what are the challenges? We know from the fact that we've spoken to SAFA and the SABC that there seems to be a deadlock. SAFA is saying that the SABC is not showing any willingness to negotiate from the point of their previous contract. SAFA is saying that simply our previous contract was a total of a sum of 110 million rands, and now the SABC are coming back to negotiate a sum that is less than 11 times that, which is in the region of 10 million rands. So with the intervention of the ministry, has there been an update as to what is the status of those negotiations now?
No, not necessarily on that, without really going inside the monies and all that. But I think let's have an appreciation of the situation that all of us as South Africans know that SABC find itself. But equally, let's have an appreciation that football is obviously has graduated where you need to pay salaries and everyone. So both parties have got quite a legitimate issue that both parties must have an appreciation where they find themselves as everlasting partners. Because you'll remember, football was mainly grown in South Africa on the back of the public broadcaster, both in radio as well as on TV. That's how majority of us from the rural areas who have interacted with many players like Jamerson and many without really having a TV screens in front of us. So it was the SABC. But I'm saying the reality of the matter as we speak now is an open secret that SABC find itself in a very, very serious financial dire situation. And equal, as I'm saying, on the other side, Bafana has got financial obligation that we must actually fulfill. So it is those realities that we try to actually inform the parties that this is the reality that is facing the two of you. So how then, out of those realities, you really come back, come closer, and make sure that you do what is correct for football and for our people.
There are two things here, Mr. Maga, and I pose this question as well to the Group Executive of Corporate Affairs at SABC, Mrs. Neo Momodu, that there is the reality that the SABC finds itself in. However, the public is grappling with this idea that the SABC manages to get the broadcasting rights of the English Premier League and the Mzansi T20 League, be that as it may, that they're finding themselves in a financially dire situation. However, they are able to negotiate with other associations. And even the Bafana Bafana match that played on Tuesday in Seychelles, they were able to broadcast it, meaning that they were able to pay for those rights. So how do we juxtapose those things? One, on the one side, there is no money. On the other side, there is money to pay for the English Premier League, for the Mzansi T20 League, and for the away matches broadcast by international broadcasters?
Well, I think you'll know that contracts and the negotiations will differ from contract to contract. So we are not, obviously, as the department, to what is the actual content of all those contracts that are there. So it would be quite an unfair for us. I can just speculate like any South Africans, because you know that there are two parties. It will be the part of the SABC and together with cricket. Whatever that they will negotiate really is an issue between the two of them. And I'll assume possibly that the SABC will then obviously move on the premise that it will actually make a financial sense for them. It will be really quite shocking that they will enter negotiations or they will enter contracts that don't make any financial sense to them. But as I'm saying, between me and you, I think we'll be entering into speculative waters. But safe to say is that I think we are best placed to really respond on the matter.
All right. What can the ministry say to the public in terms of comforting them that they will be able to see Banyana Banyana, they will be able to see Bafana Bafana at home, they will be able to see the under-20s at home? Is there any assurances? Perhaps can you give us an idea of how far the negotiations have been in terms of your mediation and your intervention? Can they rest assured that they will be able to see Bafana Bafana again on the SABC platforms?
Well, it is our hope that at some point the two parties will really resolve the matter. And we are working very hard to make sure that they do. And obviously, having that South Africans must always be in the center of whatever the decision that we are taking, irrespective of whatever the issue is. But South Africans in their entirety must actually be in the center of our discussion, because we are public servants.
All right. Final one. What is the feeling of the minister? Because I know the minister was scathing initially when the Premier Soccer League had mentioned that they will not allow the SABC to broadcast their matches on radio earlier in August this season. The minister was scathing and she was unhappy and there was intervention and we were happy about that as a football watching public. What is the feeling of the minister now around this whole debacle and even in the manner in which these two organizations are talking to each other in public?
Well, obviously that statement that the minister obviously issued was purely informed by the same issue that I'm saying. That whatever that we do, South Africans must always be in the center. We must always ask, how are the decisions that we are taking placing South Africans? So that information was basically meant to really send that message equally here. That's why we have said, actually, we have offered our service to media to say so, to make sure that whatever that is the end product, it actually finds a way to message South Africa. So basically, that's what...
All right, Mr. Manga, we thank you very much for speaking to us on Sokala Duma. Much appreciated for your time.
Thank you very much for the
Sokala Duma Radio.
Well, there you have it, folks. We gave you all sides to the story. Unfortunately, when giants collide, it is the ground that suffers the most. In this scenario, the ground is the poor and the working class who cannot afford pay TV. Then they will not be able to see Bafana Bafana or Banyana Banyana or the junior national teams. Hopefully, this can be resolved. Thank you very much for listening to The Big Issue. I am your host, Nkululeko Ngewu.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.